Welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Hello and welcome back to the 60 Second Retail podcast. I'm your host, Natalie Cutler, national leader of the retail and consumer products industry group at BDO. Today, we're tackling the complex topic of duty mitigation. With the recent election results influencing tariff policies, retailers face new challenges in managing costs. Join us as we discuss with Matt Mermigouzis the potential tariff changes and explore strategies to mitigate their impact. Let's dive into these essential insights for navigating the evolving economic landscape. Welcome to the show, Matt.
Thank you, Natalie.
Matt, so now that the election results are in, what should retailers be expecting when it comes to tariff and duties? You know, maybe if you can discuss what are the specific tariff increases being considered based off the incoming administration's messaging so far?
Sure. So based on their messaging, we do expect tariffs to increase and to increase shortly after President-elect Trump is sworn in. There are a number of statutory provisions that authorize a president to increase tariffs, and we believe that he'll use one of those provisions soon after office. The question with respect to tariffs, especially for retailers and importers of consumer goods, is by how much will tariffs increase, on which countries, and on which products? That is unclear, and this uncertainty makes it difficult for retailers to plan. Nevertheless, they really should brace for significant changes. At a high level, the president-elect has indicated plans to implement tariffs broadly. He has proposed blanket tariffs of 10 to 20% on virtually all imports, steeper tariffs on Chinese goods ranging anywhere from 60 to 100%, along with proposed 25% increase on goods imported from Mexico. These potential increases carry significant implications for retailers that could lead to increased consumer prices for imported goods, as well as decreased margins. In addition to that sort of economic impact, there's also that retailers may also face supply chain disruptions and the potential for retaliatory tariffs from trade partners going into 2025. This uncertainty can lead to market volatility, as well as impacting investment decisions and business planning for retailers.
So these are some really significant changes, Matt. I mean, I've spoken to some companies, and some of them have discussed and disclosed as publicly that they're looking to move their manufacturing out of China. But maybe you can discuss what are some strategies that retailers can employ to help mitigate the potential impact of all of this?
Sure. There are a number of strategies that that retailers can use. The first is potentially stockpiling inventory before the new administration comes in. That's something that many retailers are considering, but that involves many challenges from a supply chain perspective. Retailers can also look at alternative sourcing to reduce the impact of the duties. Also, there are some more traditional type customs tools that they can use, such as utilizing the first sale principle to reduce the dutiable value of goods by basing them on the price paid by the first buyer in a series of sales, right, leading to the U.S. importation. Also, retailers can leverage the duty drawback program to recover duties paid on imported goods that are subsequently exported or destroyed. This program can be a prospective program, but also can provide refunds for imports going back 5 years. For some retailers, they're also exploring the use of foreign trade zones, which are used to defer or avoid U.S. customs duties. Retailers can use them specifically also to reduce the merchandise processing fee that's paid at the time of import in addition to duty by consolidating shipments on a weekly basis from the FTZ. And lastly, for many retailers, it's really taking a look at and reviewing whether they're using the proper tariff classifications and verifying the country of origin. These are sort of reviews that retailers can identify opportunities to reduce the impact of those changes, potential changes in duty.
So maybe one other thing I wanted to make sure we covered is this whole concept, de minimis, that I think is really going to affect the consumer because of the potential removal of the whole de minimis concept. And what will that do with the Chinese e-commerce companies that sell directly to consumers, DTC? Can you talk briefly about that?
Sure. So for those of you not familiar with de minimis, it's a program or regulation that allows goods valued at $800 or less to be imported into the U.S. For free of duty. Currently, many companies are using the de minimis provision and not paying any duty on products coming in from China. But there are talks about removing or at least limiting the use of the de minimis provision for products coming in from China, as well as potentially some of the other punitive tariffs. If that is the case, it could increase at minimum the duty on those products by 25%. But also if the new tariffs are implemented, it can go as high as 60 to 100%. So for many companies using this provision, duties can significantly increase into next year and into the future.
Yeah, this sounds like this is potential for some really significant changes. So in the short term, and I know we've discussed some alternatives that consumers can take, retailers can take and to help navigate all of this. But in the short term, what can retailers do and what can we expect? What kind of changes can we expect moving forward with this whole economic plan?
Sure. In the short term, retailers should try to model the impact of these duties, but also closely examine the strategies we talked about earlier. Many of these, such as first sale, as well as reviewing the classifications and origin, can provide an immediate impact. You know, while others, such as foreign trade zones and drawback, might be sort of a long-term strategy. But the companies should really brace themselves as these being long-term strategies from a duty perspective. The duration of these tariffs really depends on a variety of factors, including political considerations and trade negotiations. And given that tariffs has been, especially on the emphasis on China, has been something that both political parties have agreed on, it's really likely that with respect to China, it would be a long-term strategy. However, for the rest of the world, it may be short-term and specifically targeted for certain objectives, such as prioritizing U.S. manufacturing and the reduction of trade deficits. Unfortunately, Natalie, we expect this to be really a bumpy ride for retailers and who really need to prepare the best they can to be nimble and proactive once the tariffs are imposed. As well as navigating what we think is going to be an evolving trade landscape, not in 2025, but going forward.
Yeah, I definitely agree. It's going to be bumpy for a ride. So hopefully everyone has a plan how they can best move forward. Thank you very much for all of that, Matt. And if you found today's episode insightful, please share it out with your friends and colleagues. And be sure to tune in next week so you can keep your finger on the pulse of the retail industry.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail Podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO's services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.